wisdom should consider best of all, better than any property.
Yes.
That wisdom can develop too.
Yes. I agree with you.
And I think that wisdom can understand this moment very deeply too. How it's conditioned, whether it's permanent, and is it real self or soul? Because I think that each moment cannot come back. It just comes and goes very quickly. Like hearing, see? Just a moment of hearing and then completely gone. You cannot find hearing anywhere after it's gone. And it's not only hearing, any kind of feeling, seeing, touching, each moment is very momentary reality. So if we cling to any moment, that is ignorance, not knowing the impermanence of reality, which has arisen and fallen away. Already, while we are talking, many realities, they arose and fell away so fast. By understanding this, I think that we can cope any problem in life wisely. Without eye sense, there cannot be seeing. Without ear sense, there cannot be hearing. So each moment is under conditions. Nobody can force or cannot have any reality happens at will. When there are right conditions, that reality will arise. For example, if you like cheese, so when you get it, it conditions pleasant feeling. But if you don't get the right taste, flavor that of cheese that you like, then it cannot condition pleasant feeling. One is so attached to sensuous object through seeing, hearing, smelling, tasting, touching. And one thinks in a day always about this sensuous object. Never think of anything but all these things. I think that there are many levels of consciousness, because I think that if we use the word soul, it must be permanent. But if we use the word consciousness, it experiences one reality at a time, one object at a time, and it's not permanent. So I think that we better use the word consciousness, which experiences an object at a time. Because if we use the word soul, it's like in darkness, we don't know its characteristic. But when we talk about seeing, there is a characteristic of reality. It's not body. It's not a tangible object. It's not materiality, but it's an element which can experience visual object. It does not belong to any nationality or race, even animal species. So we don't have to use any word for the reality, which has its own function and its own characteristic. It's so common because now seeing sees the same thing, no matter yours or mine. It can see only visual objects. it cannot touch visual object. Can you touch visual object? Can you touch visual object?
What object?
Visual or visible.
Visual.
Can you touch visible objects? No, but you can see. Yeah. Do you really see me? No. You see only visual objects. Yeah. But after that, there is thinking of different shape, different form, and then there is memory of different things and people. After seeing, yeah, another type of reality, another moment as well. Some realities, like kindness is wholesome and cruelty is unwholesome, hatred is unwholesome, and loving kindness, compassion, and mindfulness, all these are wholesome realities. So people are different because they do not have wholesome moment all the time. Some moments are unwholesome. That's why even I myself or you or everyone, there are conditions for wholesome moment and there are also conditions for unwholesome moment. It depends on different accumulations. Some people have accumulated wholesomeness more than unwholesome. That's why for them, the environment, the situation can condition more wholesomeness than the others. Same situation. People are different because they have different thoughts.
Yes.
One will be wholesome, the other will be unwholesome. Thinking. When you'd like to be skillful in cooking, you have to learn. So one day you'll become skillful in cooking. So if you like to be a good person, you have to develop wholesomeness.
But sometimes they don't want to be good people. They don't care.
You should help them to understand the advantages of being wholesome. In order that that person himself will be pleasant and will have happy moments more than unhappy moments. I think that people like the good result, but they don't know the right cause for it. They just want the pleasant results. If we tell them that the good result must come from the good cause and the bad result must come from bad cause, then they know. So they accumulate good cause for good result. Cause and effect must be, how do you say it? Right.
Cause and effect.
Right cause will bring right results. If you are friends, the other will be your friend. If you don't like them, the other don't like you. See? It's the same thing. That religion is only terms that one thing that one believes in, such and such teaching. But if we don't talk about the name, we don't label it, we can understand realities as they are. Like seeing is just a moment of experiencing an object. At moment of hearing, it's not seeing anymore, nothing to do with visible object. Because that moment experiences sound only. See? We cannot help hearing when there are conditions for hearing. They are uncontrollable realities. Just arise by conditions and falls away. Completely gone. And this is life. This is life. Only in a moment and from moment to moment until death.
Said that you found the program on Muslim on the radio in Thailand very impressive. Why did you find it impressive?
The one who runs it is so skillful. To arrange the program, the miscellaneous and the all things.
Everything.
Yeah.
Yeah. But the content of what was said, skillful.
Even
too.
The teachings. The one who understands the Quran.
Yes.
Very well. Explain it for those who have such belief to behave in good way.
In good way. Way.
Yeah. Very, very good explanation.
Yeah.
For those who believe in Quran, Islam. He can explain each law and their purpose and how can one follow it wisely and the applying it to the modern day life.
Yes. It's also like that in Indonesia.
About the Quran, that the Quran was written by Muhammad, was it?
Oh. He was who not study and who do not really understand. They don't know, they just follow whatever the teacher or their teacher say. They think that that is right. But if we don't mind who says, and we try to help that person to realize that he doesn't have any understanding yet.
Yes.
Yeah, that is better.
That's the best.
But instead of letting him think that he doesn't understand anything, we can try to help them to see whether their understanding is right or not quite right.
Yeah.
Or wrong.
Yeah.
Or it should develop more.
Yeah. This is probably, I mean, in Thailand, maybe it's not so much of a, you probably don't get many Mayanas or, but in England, there's a lot of books about Mayana. and Tibetan Buddhism.
Yes.
And it's very confusing.
Hello, too. Yes. In Bangkok.
Oh, in Bangkok
everywhere.
It's the same.
Yeah. Also.
Yeah. And now there are many teachings which help people to go wrong, like concentrating on the body, one part of the body,
yes.
And try to have like crystal or spot light, and then that is enlightenment, they say. It's very easy way, so people go to the easy way a lot.
Yes.
It's like this everywhere, but for those who have accumulation to follow the right path, they don't go wrong. When they have opportunity to hear, then they can consider what's right and what's wrong. So the only one way to help people is to let them hear what is the right teaching through radio or through discussion or conversation.
Because people just have, most people who don't understand Buddhism have a wrong idea about it, which would prevent them from even listening.
They think that, oh, this is too difficult, or things like that. They don't know that it has to develop gradually, from not knowing anything at all, until one learns to understand little by little about reality, about this moment. They don't see the value of understanding. Some people don't want to understand anything, they just want to become enlightened without any understanding. Just want to be enlightened. For us, we don't want to become enlightened without any understanding at all. See? Different accumulation. And for them, they don't know what is the object of understanding. Nobody told them before that it must be this moment, the realities of this moment. That's why they need to hear a lot in order to understand visible object and see it. Otherwise, how that can be the insight of the true nature of visible object as not Nina, not Alan, not anything. It's like thinking or dreaming about visible object, and one lives in the conventional world in one's life many, many times a day, because there is the absolute reality, but the idea of something follows instantly, which covers up the characteristic of which object as just which object. And that's why many people say, I do not experience which object, but in reality there must be seeing consciousness which experiences visible objects, but there is no understanding that that is visual object. No body.
Yes, everybody experiences visible objects.
Everyone.
Yeah.
By seeing consciousness.
Yes.
Only we don't know it, and it takes a lot of time developing before one really experiences it.
Yeah.
And therefore, we need patience.
Taking out the idea of something or someone in it.
And sometimes, obviously, we don't think about that reality. Sometimes there wouldn't be the thinking of people from visible object, but again, there's no awareness of visible object. Because we don't always have the idea of something from the visible object, but there is ignorance.
The experience of this ignorance.
We don't always think about that reality.
You mean moha mulacitta?
Yeah.
And moments of Mohamulajita, usually nobody takes interest in it because it's just gone.
Yeah.
What interests people are things and being from visible objects. But when it's just ordinary moment of experiencing it without taking it for anything, nobody takes interest in it.
And we should know these moments, Moha also. I remember that Ellen Driver was asking, what is the characteristic of Moha? And you explained it's dark.
Can you hear that? Sound, lovely sound.
Lovely sound. Sometimes it's lovely, but not always, when it is about Dhamma. We cannot say should to be awareness of Moha, but when that appears, when Moha appears, can we operate
that awareness? Be aware of it instead of wanting to try.
Wanting it, you know it,
When awareness is aware of Moha, one knows that that is Moha.
Because you say people are not interested in it, but it should also be known. Moha should also be known.
Anything can be known.
It seems odd that ignorance is a real phenomenon.
Why?
It's real.
You don't expect it to be real phenomena, ignorance.
It's unreal? It's not real?
No. Well, if you with, I mean, ignorance is conditioned to arise. It is something very real. It's a paramattha dhamma. It just seems so strange that.
But ignorance cannot know ignorance.
No. Yeah, has to be
so it seems like there is no ignorance. But right understanding, Lara said, ignorance is ignorance.
What can we say its function is that when it arises, then ignorance?
It doesn't know the reality. It doesn't know what the object is.
It covers up, you can see. It covers up. Is that right?
It does not.
Yeah. Because, for instance, seeing consciousness doesn't have ignorance. But the jhāvanas after seeing consciousness can have ignorance.
Yes.
So,
you know that there is visible object now? Isn't that ignorance? Because it experiences visible object, but it does not know that that is visible object.
But we do know that something is seen now.
Right, that's it.
We do know that.
Yeah, something, but you don't know what.
Right, we cannot say that it's a person because what is seen includes everything. But it's not that characteristic.
But there is no idea, no understanding, no thinking about visible object which is seen by ignorance.
Yes.
Being experienced by ignorance.
Do you think that most people would practice wrongly in the beginning because of lack of understanding of the path? Like trying, or trying to concentrate?
When one goes wrong, when one knows the right path.
Yes, but in the beginning, it takes a long time to have an understanding of the right path. So in the beginning...
Even one has the intellectual understanding of the path, but whenever there is awareness, sometimes there are moments of doubt or desire which hinder the progress. It pursues all the time, diligently, eagerly.
What was the first word you used?
Lopa.
Yeah. Pursues diligently, eagerly.
So crafty. Lopa is so crafty to the looters. Well, it is loba, actually, which to go the wrong way, I mean. A trick plays tricks.
The bait.
Yeah.
Because it's the only loba that can be experienced through eyesight.
Instead of color or visible object, we can use light. Yeah. But if it is dark, we can see dark also. No shapes, but there is visible object, something.
Silhouette.
No silhouette, but it's a different, you see, dark.
Shape. But not details.
No details. Yes.
And sometimes when it's real dark, you cannot find even shape. No. What you see is only darkness.
Mm-hmm. Yes. But once you said that you, it appears also through eyes.
Yeah.
Because the blind is still worse.
Yeah.
Still deeper.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So there are many degrees of darkness as well.
Degrees?
For the blind.
Yeah. Even not darkness appears.
It appears darker than darkness.
Darker than darkness, it must
because
be terrible.
Because nothing at all.
Nothing.
And for the one who has eyes, they can tell the degrees of darkness.
The degrees, yes.
Too good to think over.
Because it leads to the understanding of visual object as just whatever is light.
Whatever is light.
It's a word of it.
We can use a different aspect and words to help people.
Yeah.
Yes. And your question, and you still be Maga, that the condition for seeing is also light is one of them. And in other place it is not mentioned, but at different aspects.
Well, because when you talk about the conditions for seeing, it sounds as if it's another reality, but it isn't another reality. Well, it lists, I think in the Visuddha Maga, the conditions for seeing to arise. And it says eye sense is a condition for seeing, visible object is a condition for seeing, and light is a condition for seeing. But the eye sense is a reality, visible object is a reality, but light is not a reality.
But it can be seen.
But it sounds as if it's a separate reality from visible object when it's used that way. Because there's not a rupa called light separate from visible object.
No matter you'd like to call it light or anything, visible object.
It just appears.
But why use the two words?
To help one to understand and
this moment because there is light now.
There is light now, yes. We need light in order to see.
The details.
But detail is not seeing. It's
objects.
Thinking.
Yeah, but seeing has to see. Otherwise, how can you think of it?
Yes.
It.
But would you say we see details? We see the details.
But you don't know that it is.
You don't know it's what. But you see the diamond, which is an imitation, and that is already a detail. It's seen, but not known that it is imitation diamond.
Seeing sees everything.
Yes. That's what Kuzuki said in her Chitta, which I translated. So many colors are also given in the Dhamma Sangani to help us.
So many colors?
Colors, yes.
What
color
do you mean?
Of this, the blue of this, the green of that. It's in the Dhamma Sangani. So many details. I quoted it. And also of sound to help us. So many kinds of sound, and Chitta all knows it. Chitta knows all details. Even more of Akusala in the situation, more than before, is this reminder.
The details of Dhamma can help when you carefully think about how to develop right understanding. We should understand moment by moment. Otherwise, it's a vicha, which is so small that it doesn't have any to see reality.
And before we knew more in theory and a little and a strong dose, so we knew, but not so much the disadvantage of each moment. This became much clearer in the trip.
So it's useful to come.
Yes, certainly, each time we know.
That's why I came. I knew beforehand the trip may be very
hardship. But in the end, afterwards, you are glad to come. It's always like that.
And we don't have to plan what subject we'll talk about. Let it come.
Yeah. This is natural in the situation.
And it works better because right at that time, you can understand how it's important to be patient or to develop patience.
Yes.
And then patience through body, patience through speech as well.
When I was impatient, I lifted my hands to control and to him because the suitcase hadn't come. So I lifted both my hands in the air.
See?
No awareness, but it was conditioned by impatience, the hands, the movement of the hands. Very interesting.
Do you think we need the tests all the time? Because if we, for instance, living in England, it can be very easy life sometimes, and there's no tests.
I don't like to think of having tests here or there because any situation can be test. Because you see that even in England, there can be patience not to say some word, not to do something.
Yeah.
See? When one thinks of this very moment, one forget, don't mind too much about future. We can think, we can plan, we'll go and see the light and sound. But then, all right, what would happen?
We don't know. Yeah, doesn't matter.
Mm-hmm. We will be patient, whatever will come.
Yes.
At that time, we expect to see light and sound. You know? Like yesterday, the luggage, see?
Yes.
It's quite a test, too. We don't plan to have such a test.
Oh, no. Mm-hmm. They're there all the time.
That's where one can develop more wholesome jetasinkas, not just wanting to have great understanding. Let develop more wholesome jetasinkas, all jetasinkas which are wholesome.
I know that it would help you a lot, but little by little.
The trip, you mean?
The trip and the teachings and the considering. Because just read and write is not enough. One should consider the details of that very moment. And we can use different terms to clarify in order to help understanding of reality. Like we talked about yesterday, the light is not anybody. Without light is dark, nobody. But with light, it's only light.
Mm-hmm.
Different colors in light. You have also different light. Too. Red light, blue light.
Of course, yeah. Different so, lights. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so that's visible object. Yeah. But he got a bit put off by saying that light is visible object. He sort of convention, or that's not Europa.
It doesn't matter as long as whatever is seen, we can say that it's reality. Yeah. You can use the word light or shape and form. Yeah. Because at moment of defining that is light and this is shape,
yeah,
it's already thinking about what is seen.
But shape and form is not visible object.
Okay, if you do not see, can you think of shape and form?
No. So you also see shape and form, but you don't define. That's, and now it becomes clear, the diamond. And now it becomes clear all the examples in the Dhamma Sangani. Because when you read that, you think, he doesn't talk about visible object in the Dhamma Sangani. All these, have you read it? Under color, the rupa, which is visible object.
Yeah.
And lots of examples. At first, when you read it, you think, how is it possible? Because the Dhamma Sangani speaks about shape and form and not about visible. But the meaning is it's seen, but not yet defined.
You have to explain that again.
We should discuss it more.
Yeah, I'm not quite sure.
No, I understand. When I first read in the Dhamma Sangani, all these different examples of visible object, they are given many objects with colors,
yes.
Many shapes and forms also.
Yeah.
I thought, why is it said like that? Because it seems like it is shape and form. And the same about sound, the sound of drum, the sound of people talking.
So many things to understand.
Yes. So many. And then you don't think of the future so much.
Otherwise, people who do not know anything, they think that they can experience the arising and falling.
Discussing, we learn more and more what we don't know and what still should be developed. It's helpful.
The details of Kusala.
Yeah.
The details of Dhamma. One will understand one's function in this life, developing understanding. That's as long as there is a little more understanding of reality.
It's better not to think too much then of aeons.
Right.
Yeah. Only it helps us to understand why it is so slow.
Yeah. Because one can have one's own understanding about this moment, how much we have developed.
Yes. And this is not for discouragement, just realistic. We are realistic. The truthfulness. But in modern language, you would say you are realistic.
perform, now she perform.
So we can look at pyramids. It's more understanding.
It's always blown away by visual object.
Yes. Yeah. I think there's less wishing for a result, as you say, and then you are busy with the present moment to understand more, and then you don't wish, no time to wish.
Also comes through we've been studying the Dharma for a long time, so that we know that nothing happens through wishing. It has to be so very gradual.
Yes.
Which is why many people don't. They may fall away from it very soon because nothing happens.
They're not patient enough.
Yes.
If you ask them to develop patience, they would say no.
Rose Apple Land. Another name for India, Rose Apple Land.
Yes, but is it India or is it the whole?
The whole.
The continent.
The whole world.
Oh, the whole world.
It seems that some places it's translated as India.
But does it? Of their understanding.
Oh, those. Jambudipa is the whole world.
It's the wrong word.
No. The whole world.
The whole world. Yeah, the whole world.
Yeah, Europe included.
Everything that we see in what about the moon or
the Jambudipa, but it's the moon of this Jambudipa. The moon of this universe.
Yes.
It's the universe. This universe. Yes.
The other planes, if you like, they share the same moon and sun. Is that right?
I don't know. It's a world system. There are many universes.
No, but when we talk about the world system, we have the four continents. We have.
You know that it slipped from one ear to another ear when they come across these things.
It's not essential. Those things are not so essential for right understanding.
If anyone would like to think, let them think.
Yes.
You should not waste too much time on that, because it's thinking about concepts, speculating.
That whenever someone answers, the one who asks will be satisfied. They just ask. They cannot prove, they cannot see, they cannot know. They just can't listen.
Yes. Yes.
See?
Yes.
So it's useless.
And they'll ask again and again such questions, different ways.
But who can get rid of the
remember, and they talk about the Earth and how the Earth began 500 million years ago. That is also Sanya Vipalasa, because Rupa arises and falls in split
when
seconds.
Jitta is not Kusala. So one has to come back to Jitta again, whether it's Kusala or Kusala.
Yes. Nodana, Sila, or Bhavana. You see? That is Vipalasa.
We tell them to know the details.
Buddhist. And it's then, summary.
Yeah, abstain from the Sladama. Second one.
It is in the Vinaya, the Obada Patimokkha, that it is the greatest virtue to be patient. And once we mentioned that in English. Yeah, it's the greatest one.
Otherwise, one cannot abstain from ill deeds, one cannot develop kusala, and one cannot purify oneself without being patient. But people just take the three rules or abstain from ill deeds,
yes.
Develop wholesome deeds, and purify oneself.
This is in the Dhammapada.
They miss that first.
Avoid evil, purify the mind.
Oh yes.
You remember that text. But then they forget the patience because this is in the Obada Patimokkha, that is an exhortation before the Patimokkha. And you can find it in the Thai book, Thai edition. The Patimokkha, it's mentioned there, the translation. When I speak to the German ambassador, I let it depend on his question first, what he likes to know, when he has read. And then I try to see what he got from it.
That's the best way.
And try to explain about citta.
Difficulty I have because I cannot just, as you say, if I say it to them, will they have a discussion class? It's like I am setting up.
But if you ask the question for the teacher to answer, it helps the other to see the point of studying Abhidhamma.
Come with my questions during Abhidhamma.
And you can ask them, could I study Abhidhamma at this very moment? Is there anywhere
to study Abhidhamma at this very moment?
Yes. Yeah, because so boring if it's in the book.
You can say that.
Very dull, because there is no example of Delila. What about one's Lobha, Dosa, and Metta in Delila? Is it very
They do.
But it's not like you don't want to attend the class
problem is that, I mean, there isn't that much opportunity during the class for discussion.
I know.
And they break, when the class is finished, they break for half an hour, and then they go to the meditation centre for 1.5 hours.
And after that, they go back home?
After that, they have a cup of tea.
Yeah. And so you, it's time to bring about the subject of Abhidharma and practice as well. To check their understanding, whether what they get agree with conformity, affects their study.
But he has a long time to wait for them in meditation.
Yes, you see, sometimes
it's good for you to read Abhidharma.
Yes, it's a good time for me to read.
Well, yeah, you can bring
or
some
to go through what is said in order to see the point.
To write and sit somewhere where you can sit and write or do something.
And if you are asked what you are doing, you could say that I'm developing understanding what I have learned with this small house.
Yeah.
Because it's good to check whether reality is conformity.
Just quote from Tipitaka,
right.
And most of them haven't read Tipitaka at all.
Yeah.
They've just learned from the monks, and the monk knows I know a lot.
So later on, they will follow your way, reading by themselves, Suttanta, Vinaya, so they can have more knowledge, not only in the class.
Yeah. And there's no alternative. Wimbledon for me, because I've been to many other centres, but nothing happens, it doesn't work, but just that temple,
it
just works.
It takes time.
For Confucian too, in the beginning, not many people wanted to listen.
Yeah. But they were quite interested to know I was going on this trip, and I think they'd be interested to know what was discussed, and so that's a good opportunity.
Yes. I hope you can write to me a little about it, but experience is English.
Sutta, the translation of Sutta.
I told them 2 years ago, but it didn't help.
And I keep on saying, if